5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out a bad seat, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad items, bad taste, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Farrell Palatial right across the river and through the woods from where Granny just came over with a fresh sack of L.A. Kush cake. 19.7%. And she said, what up, turkey boy? In New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do. All my friends that come around, flat to flat to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess this town's a town. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do. Shake out. Ooh. Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell with Carver High tonight. And right now, Seattle leads Arizona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, 16-7. At the start of the third quarter. So we got the second half to ride with you tonight. I know the college game has been all Tulane from what I was seeing, 14-0. And it's still 14-0 with about a minute left in the third. And so Tulsa better wake up. They're playing at home and getting their ass beat by the Wave. I took the Wave and the 6. I thought Tulsa would win the game. I middled it, but we'll see what happens. Tulane up 2 touchdowns right now with a quarter to go in Tulsa. So a nice little, upset brewing there. Tulsa's ranked 25th. Tulane gets no love, but they were getting 6, and they're up 2 touchdowns on Tulsa right now. As far as the NFL game goes, it looks to me as though, I don't know when it happened, Carver Hyde. Did you see Kyler Murray get hurt or whatever? Because he's in the game, but he's been having shoulder problems all night. And it looks like he's been playing injured. He just doesn't look the same for Arizona.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys. And I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Pharrell on the bench with you on a thrashing Thursday night. And just so we're clear here, I just want to make everyone aware of what the situation is in terms of the schedule a little bit. So I'm doing tonight, and that's it for me through Thanksgiving week. I'll be back on the 1st. So not on that Monday, the 30th, but actually the next day, the Tuesday. So I'm out until the 1st. No big deal. No stress. Carver High will be doing the show tomorrow night. And then next week, Mafia and Carver High will do the show on the radio side. Keith Irizarry on Coast to Coast through the week, you know, Friday, tomorrow. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, they have special programming on Sports Grid TV. So check out the show every day. There'll be something on. And then I think Thursday and Friday is pretty much going to be treated as like game days. So in-game live on those shows. I could be wrong, but I think that's what they're doing. Is that about right, Carver High?
Thursday, in-game live for the football games. So Thursday, there will be in-game live, not on Friday.
Friday, they're going back to Coast?
No, it's, I believe, best of programming, I believe.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Black Friday, they'll have something else on. But don't sweat it. It is what it is. I take vacations typically, just so you know, not that anybody cares, but I always do this, right? I take off Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. I had a week off a couple weeks ago, because in case you hadn't noticed, I hadn't taken a day off the whole year. So, and I'm cool with that. Like, we started this gig on January 29th, and I worked every single day until November 2nd, and then now I'm taking some vacation. It is what it is. I got to take it or lose it. Simple as that. So I'm doing what I got to do. I'm busy, got a family, kids, the whole deal, and I'm not going anywhere. It sucks. I wish I could take a Caribbean vacation or go to SoCal or wherever surfing, but I'm doing like construction and projects at the crib, and it just sucks. The whole thing sucks with COVID. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. I feel trapped. It's just awful. I hate it. I hate 2020. I'm grateful that we have great gigs, great job, great network. I like working here. It is what it is. I've enjoyed it. So I'm grateful for that because this all came about in 2020. So that's been the only thing positive about this whole year with this COVID. It's just crazy. It's crazy seeing what it's doing again. And the second wave is frankly worse than the first. What I'm watching every day is depressing. All over the world, all over our country, all over New York City. They're shutting everything down again. They're, you know, locking it down again. It's just insanity. I don't even know what to think. What do you think, Carver High? Doesn't it drive you nuts a little bit? Do you feel, and I know you're tripping. You got a pregnant wife. You're locked in your crib. You know, you don't even want to go down the street.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere right now. That's for sure. No, it does kind of have this feel like it's going back to, like it was in March and April, right? I mean, where there was a real heavy lockdown, it kind of feels like it's getting back into that area right now, Scotty, that's for sure. And yeah, for me personally, I'm not going. I got nothing on the docket between now and when this baby comes in March. I mean, where I'm sitting right now, that's where I'm going to be.
So do you know what the baby's going to be yet?
No.
Are you going to go straight into the birth?
Yeah, that's what we did with the first one. So the consensus seems to be that we're going to do that again here.
You're just going to go raw dog. You're just not going to know until it comes out.
Yes, correct.
How does it feel? Touchdown Zona. How does it feel to over the middle to make it 16-13 now, extra point pending? So how does it feel to be bringing a child into the world with all this going on? Like, what do you guys talk about? You're hot Nicole and you. What do you talk about when you're worried about things?
Well, I mean, right now, there really isn't much to worry about. I mean, she's still going to work, so obviously that's a little concerning with everything starting to get a little bit worse out there. But that's something that it's going to matter more when we get to the time when it's go time, when we get to March. So
what does Liz think? What does Mom and Dad think of you having putting more animals in the stable? What does she think?
She's ecstatic, obviously. I mean, this is going to be her third grandchild. You know, you got obviously little Olivia. My sister had a baby in March. So this will be number three for Liz. Third grandchild. Today, by the way, since you brought her up, I will say it is my parents' 43rd wedding anniversary today, Scotty. Today, wow. 43 years ago today, my parents got married. How about
that? That's a nice run. That's really impressive. I got nothing on them. I've been with 34C for 20 years. But that's 43. That's a strong effort. Let's see. If I did it, I'd have to be right now. So 55, 65, 75. I'd have to be 78 years old to make it 43 years. I know your parents aren't that old. They're barely older than me.
My dad... My dad and mom both turned 63 this year. They were born in 57, both of them. So they both turned 63 this year.
They got me by 8 years. But that's a nice run that they're on. So wish them a happy anniversary from me, would you? So the trade went down for Kelly Oubre to the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. Yay! Hey, Warriors, come out to play. All I know is I like Oubre's game. He's, you know, a guy, I think he's come into his own. I thought he looked really good in the Valley. He averaged 18 points a game. I think a guy can flat out ball. And, I mean, they needed him. I mean, if they can get 18 points out of him in their system playing for the Warriors, that would be incredible because they've lost Klay Thompson again. I cannot even fathom what's happened with Klay Thompson. I mean, where do you begin? I have, you know, no way you can even look at it any way other than it's a disaster. This guy... is going to miss two full years in a row of NBA season with injuries. He had the torn left ACL, missed a year. Now he's torn the Achilles, right Achilles. He's out another year. They're all trying to spin it positive. He'll be ready to go in 21-22, the season, two seasons from now. And, what's crazy is they open up camps here in a few days, like in what, 11 days, something like that. I didn't. That's exactly what it is. The day I come back on the air, December 1st, right? So that's when they open camps, and then the season opens December 22nd, and I think they're playing a few preseason games the week before that. So it's just crazy. But imagine this guy. I can't even fathom what he's going through mentally. He's got to be just absolutely depressed. He's got to be a wreck mentally. I mean, how do you go to work out in like LA? You know, his family's from there. How do you go to work out in LA and you end up in a heap on the floor at a gym with a torn Achilles? And he knew he tore his Achilles on Wednesday. And then this morning they did the MRI and found it was obviously exactly what everyone feared. We were talking about it on the air last night. It was either a Achilles or a torn calf. we prayed it was a torn calf. He would have been out a month or 6 weeks. But if you tear your Achilles, you're done. Now they're selling you that he's going to be fine. He'll be back 100% basically in a year. And I just don't believe that for 1 minute that he's going to be the same.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
So Pharrell on a bench. Anyway, my thing is that I've said this last night. I'll say it again today on Coast to Coast. I'll say it now. I don't believe that you can, tear your left ACL, miss a year, then go out, scrimmage, workout, tear your Achilles, right foot, and then have that surgery. You're out a year. That's like Tommy John, that surgery. Believe it or not, the Achilles surgery is way worse, in my opinion, than a knee surgery. I don't know. People may not agree with that. But every time I've seen a guy have his ACL torn, it's simple. They fix it. It's a normal procedure now with orthopedic surgeons. It's no big deal. They do millions of them a year. And everyone, comes back from it. And they recover from it better than ever. And they're good to go. They have to PT and they have to go through serious physical therapy where they, build up the muscle again, and they're able to, finally get back out on the floor and play, and then they get it back and they seem to have their game back in order in store. Right. So I don't doubt that he could come back from the knee. My problem is most people that I know that I've seen, whether it's NBA players, college players, whether it's high school, whoever, anyone I've ever known, I've known a lot of people that have had that Achilles problem, and I've seen people tear it and have the surgery, and I've seen people strain it and get shut down. I got a really good friend right now. It's a great basketball player. The guy was scoring 35 a game in a league. He's one of in New York, in the state of New York. I've told you the stories about this cop, right? Carver High. You've heard me tell the stories about this kid. He's one of the all-time leading scorers in the state's history. This guy, he was dropping 30 a game in high school for 4 years, right? So he shattered every scoring record ever. This kid was dropping, 25, 27 points as a freshman. And then by the time he's a senior, he's dropping 38, 40 points a game, right? The guy was insane. So I played with him. I won some championships with him. He hurt his Achilles, and the guy hasn't played in a year. And he didn't even tear it. So don't tell me. I just have a hard time believing, Carver High. I really do have a hard time believing that this guy will ever be the same. I don't disagree he'll come back. I think he'll definitely play in another year. Not this season, but next season. I think he'll come back. But I have a hard time believing he'll ever be the same. The explosiveness, I think, will be gone. There won't be any, I don't think his transition game and flying and dunking and running and jumping and flying through the, lane and flush dunking or anything like that, finishing, I don't think it'll be the same. I really don't. The examples I gave last night were Kobe and Cousins. I never thought either one of them were ever the same after they had it. And you go down a litany of people that have had it, and it's not a good outcome in terms of what they're like after the fact, right? So I think that I think the guy will still have his J. I still think he'll have his stroke. I think he's a dagger throw. Touchdown, Seattle, as they get one from Carlos Hyde over the middle. And now 22-14 with an extra point pending. They already missed one tonight. So anyway, 5:20 left in the third. Carver High, what's your opinion of it? Do you think I'm crazy? I like that they went out and got Kelly Oubre. I'm telling you, I think he's a really good player who's coming into his own. He was never this good in D.C. I thought he got really ahead of his old self in Phoenix. I thought he became a solid player. You drop 18-plus a game in the NBA, I don't care where you play. Those numbers, I'll take those every day to the bank. 18 a game. People don't realize how hard it is. I average like 16 a game in the league. And I always tell you, it's the hardest thing you could ever do is to go out and every single night, every single game, have 16 points. You think it's easy until you're out there doing it, right? And you got guys doubling you and whatever else. And you only play so many minutes, and you got to pour it in. You can't afford to have a bad night shooting. You can't miss shots, whatever. And 18-plus a game, to me, is unbelievable. I think that's a brilliant Myers move to get Kelly Oubre. And I don't care what they paid for him. I know it was some draft picks and everything. Do you like the move for Oubre? And do you feel – tell me what you think Klay Thompson's future is.
I do like the move for Oubre. I think that that's, you know, he knows that he's got to add some more pieces now. He's not going to have Klay for this year, so who cares about draft picks? You are still a win-now team. I know that you were awful last year, but you're still a win-now team with Steph. It's just that simple. It's hard to tell with Klay, Scotty. I mean, let's be fair. You lean towards the side of he won't be the same because it's two major injuries in a row. He's not going to play at the highest level for over 2+ years. By the time he actually gets back on the court, it's going to be hard to imagine him being the same. It really is. But we've seen a couple guys not do something like this. I mean, this is two injuries in a row. But guys have come back from injuries before. One thing, Scott, you know, I know you need – he can still shoot, right? I mean, he can still shoot. I know running could be a bit of an issue, but he can still, when he's got the rock in his hands and he's standing at that line, that 3-point line, he can still knock it down, right?
Well, there's no doubt he can still hit it. Well, look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I think that he'll always have his stroke. I think he can stick it from anywhere. That's fine. The question I have is what's his vertical going to be like off the floor, you know, as a jump shooter, as a pure shooter? Because he really got off the ground, I thought, with his three. Whether wing three, corner dagger three, off a screen three, moving three. I thought he was a guy that floated pretty well off the floor. I thought he got up pretty high. I thought he jumped up a couple feet when he shot. A lot of people, like when I shoot, I don't get up that high. I go up about a half foot. But I think he got up about, you know, a foot and a half, 2 feet when he jumps and shoots like a pro. He's like no joke. But I have my doubts as to after you blow out your knee and then blow out your other Achilles on the other leg, if you'll ever have that hop anymore. Now, here's another thing. You can talk all you want about coming back, and everybody's like, don't worry, he'll be back 100%. Yeah, I don't believe that for 1 minute. He might be back 70% of what he was. 80 max. I'll never believe he's 100% who he was after those two. How do you lose 2 years and people try to sell me that Kool-Aid that he's going to be the same player? He'll never be the same player. He lost 2 years of his life. All right. So let me ask you, if you're a basketball fan and you know anything about injuries, and you've been through injuries, because I've had every injury known to man. All I know is it's the same story I tell about the dog. I tell the story about my dog. My dog blew out his knee, had reconstructive knee surgery. Boom. Guy says to me, he's got a 70% chance of blowing out the other one. I was like, what? Because it was expensive. And I was like, what do you mean he's going to blow out the other one? And he said, most of them blow out the other one too. So I was like, oh, Jesus, just what I need. Sure enough, like a year later, the dog blows out the other knee. And then the dog has reconstructive knee surgery on the left leg, right leg, left leg, both legs, both hind legs blown out. And his front legs don't even matter. All the power is in those back legs. So the dog has both knees replaced. He's got titanium knees now. He doesn't have any more problems with his knees. He's come back from the second surgery, and he's almost, you know, I think back to normal. He's a lot better off than he was a couple months ago, right? So here's the deal. My point is, I think he'll get injured again. What's next? His left Achilles? His right knee? I mean, if your left knee goes, I say your right knee is right behind it. How's Porzingis doing? How's Porzingis doing with his, you know what I mean? Like, and then, like, I'm just telling you the facts. Proof's in the pudding. Guy, they fixed his knee. Everybody's like, oh, my God, he's back. He's incredible. Look at him playing with Doncic. He looks fantastic. And rip. There goes the other one. Now he's out. He's had both knees reconstructed. And now this guy has a left knee and a right Achilles. Listen, I'll bet money he blows out the right knee and the left Achilles. I'm serious. I'm not even, like, joking. I don't trust his legs anymore at all. I mean, am I wrong, Carver High, about Porzingis? How long did that take? He didn't even make it through the season before the other one blew out.
Constantly hurt now. Constantly hurt.
And then, look at, I mean, most guys, how many guys have you heard of before that have had just multiple knee injuries where they just keep having surgeries on their knees after the season, where they just, they're never the same, right? And nowadays they say the knee is fixed by these surgeons. I know 10 of them, right? I've had every operation known to man. I know 10 orthopedic surgeons. They'll tell you, all of them, like, they fix it, you'll be back 100%, no problem. And then, you know, most people I know that have injuries, they keep having them. They just keep having them. Like, how many guys, Carver High, over the years, how many football players and basketball players and hockey players have that knee surgery over and over? All right, I want to see, for all the match, if Gordon Hayward ends up with the Knicks. And while I'm at it, I want to see if they're, you know, serious about this Russell Westbrook thing, because, I mean, you know, we talked to Young Gelt Militia today, Brian Geltzeiler on Coast to Coast from NBA Radio on Sirius, and he thinks they should just absolutely go all in on Russ if they get Brody. I mean, honestly, like, it would be rocking at the Garden again with this team. If they got Russell Westbrook and they had Obi-Wan Kenobi and they got R.J. Barrett and Mitchell Robinson, are you kidding me? I think that, you know, they cleaned house today, Carver High, with everyone else, Bobby Portis and all these guys. They literally got rid of everyone. They got $40 million in cap space. And, I mean, they could do a lot worse than Gordon Hayward. I know he's had his fair share of injuries, too. So I told you today on Coast to Coast, I'm concerned about him from an injury standpoint. I joke that, you know, he'll be great the two nights a month that he plays. But do you think that he could stay healthy and play for the Knicks for a couple of years?
I do, actually. I think that first year when you come back from the type of injury that he did, which is what he just playing this past year with the Celtics, I think it takes you a little bit of time. Is he ever going to be the player that he was in Utah again? I don't know about that. But I think that he can help. I think the Knicks still need more than just him, though. I think that just needs to be part of the move, not the only move.
Well, so I guess one of my questions is, I think the Knicks can afford anything if they really want to pay. They will. It's it's New York, right? Let's not forget where the money is. And Dolan has more money than God, basically. So I think they could do it. I know I've heard all this stuff about, you know, cap money and all the rest and la-di-da. All I know is they've been talking about getting a superstar on this team. They wanted LeBron. They wanted Durant. They wanted everybody, right? They wanted every player that was huge to come play for the Knicks, and not one of them would come to the Knicks. So now here they are. They were willing to go after Durant and LeBron and throw the kitchen sink at them, but neither one of them wanted anything to do with the Knicks because they're such a mess. But now you got another situation again where they've circled the wagons, and here they are with all this money to spend. If you're Hayward or if you're Russell Westbrook, do you look at this as, hey, I'm going to get massive burn on the floor at the world's most famous. I'm going to play at the Mecca. I'm going to play for the Knicks. It doesn't matter what they've done up until this point. Most of these guys are cocky enough to realize they didn't do it with me. They didn't lose all those games with me on the team. I'm not going to lose. I'm going to take over, and I'm going to do whatever I want. And I'm going to win. Do you think that those two guys could see it in their future cutting a deal to play in New York? Because nobody else wanted to play on the Knicks for the last 15 years.
No, nobody's wanted to play there. But I think that this is why you brought Leon Rose and the Worldwide West and all these guys here to change the perception of people wanting to come here and wanting to stay long term. And they've already started to do some pretty good roster maneuvering, turning the things over. Maybe they can bring guys in. Maybe they are the thing that unlocks what the Knicks have not been able to do for the last 20 years, which is get decent talent to come and play at the Garden. Maybe it is Rose and Worldwide West.
So that they're the key to getting players here is that they have such a stellar.
Maybe they are.
So their reputation is so juiced with players and where they were before with their connections, with their power and money and their reputations, that they are the reason that players will actually go for it?
Yeah, I think that that's part of what was so appealing to bringing them here is because they have such a history with so many players around the league. And if you start to see guys come to the Knicks, good players, I mean, then that will be worth what you paid to bring them here.
All right, so just so you know, Tulsa scored, and they're down 7, unless I'm crazy.
How about that?
Well, I think it's they are. They're down 7 with the Rock and 4 minutes left. Now, listen to this. On top of that, they have the ball at midfield, but it's 4th and 13, and they're on their third string quarterback. They had to bring in this hack because their other guy injured his knee like about 20 minutes ago, and this kid's come in ever since, but at least they scored. Now they're going to throw, and he gets the first down after the guy misses the tackle. He had him stopped at 10 yards, but the guy arm tackled, and the guy broke free and got the first down. We got a flag, though. So 14-7, under 4 minutes to go. They're on the move. I think they got the first down unless this call is on Tulsa. I don't think it is. This is a late flag. I think it's a face mask or something. That's what they're clamoring for on the sideline. But we got a game here. How about Tulane getting 6 up 14-7 with 4 minutes left in the game, Carver? We got a situation.
Have to be proud of the Green Wave here tonight. I like them as a road dog here. I told you a couple weeks ago, Tulsa, really bothered me at home in a primetime game against East Carolina. So proud of Tulane here so far tonight, Scotty. Let's finish it off for the outright win, right?
I saw the face mask, no doubt about it. I couldn't believe. So the kid throws a 9-yard pass. It's 4th and 13, throws a 9-yard pass. And the guy absolutely arm tackled. But the guy that had the arm tackle is this guy named Clark. And this guy in the game had the greatest play, sacked the quarterback. Or no, he nailed the running back. Right when the quarterback handed the ball to the running back, he nailed him in the backfield. He was coming around the edge. off the snap. A guy's hauling ass, comes around the edge, nails the running back. He immediately fumbles, and then the ball rolls 7 yards from him, like forward. My boy, Tat, he nails the guy, fumbles, gets off of the carpet, gets up, runs, and dives on the loose ball. Not only did he cause the fumble, he recovered the fumble. The guy's like down, hammered him, got up, popped up, ran 7 yards, and dove on top of the ball and recovered it. So caused the fumble, recovered the fumble, an incredible play. But he's the guy, Clark, that just arm tackled and blew the 4th and 13 stop. They had him dead to rights at around 10 yards. But I guess they would have nailed him anyway with the face mask, so it didn't matter. After he got the first down, he got tackled and face masked. Clark wasn't the one that face masked him. Now this kid is getting down to the 2-yard line, but I think they're going to get him for holding here. They got another flag on the field, but they're down to the 2-yard line, but I think this one's coming back. Great finish. By the way, Arizona scores again, Carver High. Unbelievable. They have scored again. Murray, a pass to Edmonds for 3 yards and the touchdown. Gonzalez, the extra point. Good. It's 23-21, but early in the fourth with 13 minutes left in the game. So we got a great game going tonight in Seattle, and we got a really good college game going right now in Tulsa, if that floats your boat. So anyway, I'm watching these games. I'm loving life. And anyway, so there's been so much talk about everything that went down with the NBA draft last night and all these players and whatever. Oh, my God, Tulane almost picked off the ball at the line of scrimmage. The quarterback threw into the line. The ball popped off one of the linemen and went straight up in the air, and it came down right in his mitts, and the fat ass dropped it. He had the picks. And not only the pick, but it would have been like he may have gone hizzy. The linebacker on the edge jumped up, blocked it, had it, would have caught it and gone 60 yards for a touchdown. He dropped the ball, and that would have been lights out. Now it's 3rd and 15 again for this third string quarterback, and nothing but trouble after the holding penalty. He's got to get down to the 2-yard line here. He's got two plays to do it, or it's lights out. He's going to throw into the corner of the end zone, drop the ball right in the guy's hands, dropped it. Blame yourself. Who are you blaming? He's blaming the ref. He wants a pass interference. Blame yourself. It was a loaf of bread right in your hands, you idiot. I'm yelling at people that can't even hear me in another state, Carver High. It's a problem.
That's okay. You're trying to win a bet. There's nothing wrong with that. I'd be yelling too if I was in the mix here.
So what do you think? 4th and 15, do they have a shot? I'm not feeling it. 3 minutes and 22 seconds left, and now it's do or die for the second time in a row. It was 4 and 13 the first time, 4 and 15 this time. This guy's nothing but trouble, and now like a timeout or something. You better go talk to your coach. You better figure out what you're going to do, because I think this quarterback's terrible. Like, watch, he throws a touchdown pass, though. So were you surprised at the reaction around the league with the draft last night and all the players? Who was your favorite player? I know mine was Obi-Wan Kenobi going Obi Toppin to the Knicks. What was your favorite move last night, Carver High?
It's hard because for me, you know, you learn so much about a lot of the college players in the NCAA tournament, right? And we watch a lot of college basketball during the year, so we know some of these guys. But a good bulk of them, you wait until it's tournament time to finally get a feel of who these guys are.
Right.
And I think that kind of hurt us this year with this draft because you didn't get to see any of these kids make deep tournament runs and really get to know them a little bit better. Look, I love the Toppin. Toppin was the guy we all talked about. We loved Toppin going to the Knicks. I think that Halliburton's a really good player, and for him to fall to 12, but like you said, the problem for him
touchdown,
is
touchdown, Tulsa! He threw a touchdown on 4th and 15! 15.
Wow.
He
how about
threw a
that?
Touchdown on 4th and 15. A strike over the middle. Oh, the third stringer. He's going to get a new girlfriend tonight. Shake it out. Shake it out. How about this guy,
the third stringer? Yeah, now he's going to get in the mix. Like you say, he usually gets left behind at the parties. He's the third stringer. Now he's in the mix, Scotty. No party
he's in the mix.
Here, of course. No
he's going to get a little leg tonight for sure. Tell us how you do. What a rope. Now it's 14-13. The extra point has all kinds of issues, but he makes it. Tie game now with 3 minutes left. The interesting thing about it is, I think that line went to 5.5. So if they go to overtime and they could win by 6, they'd cover by the hook. I got 6 with Tulane when it opened up. By the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the Tulsa Hurricane, they have a it would appear to me that, you know, like the turnover chain with Miami, all these teams have a thing they got now on their sideline, like a team thing. And it appears to me as though Tulsa has a pimp hat. It would appear to me it is a pimp hat, without a doubt.
Styling.
With a red
you got a style.
Have you seen this guy's pimp hat?
No, I'm locked in on the Arizona Seattle.
Okay, well, let me just tell you, he's wearing a pimp hat. That's all I know. Your boy Johnson with the touchdown from Bryn, the third string hack quarterback, throws the rope to tie the game on 4th and 15. He's making a name for himself tonight. Boy, he's going to be the starter the rest of the season after the other guy's knee got blown out. Bryn's taking over. Like I said, he's hosting the party tonight. Oh, look at Tulane going to go hizzy on the kickoff. The guy's going to go hizzy. Is he going to be stopped? He went 70 yards. I think he pulled up with a calf injury. Unbelievable, the chaos. You know, Pharrell on the bench, this has been a really good night, I think, for football. Both these games are great, but tomorrow night's going to be loaded with 4 good games. I don't know if they're all good, but there's 4, you know, games. So whenever there's, you know, more than a game, I'm excited. Tonight there's 2 games. Tomorrow night there's double that. I'm stoked. And then Saturday is a huge day of college football. We're going to get into it with Joe Lisi next hour and break down, as we do per usual on Thursday nights, all of Joe's action and locks, and then I usually go back and forth with him on whether or not I'm down with his picks. Just so you know, you can get all my picks for college and pro every day at PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F as in football, E-R-R-A-L-L, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Plus Mafia's UFC picks. The Figueiredo fight is Saturday against Perez, another UFC card. Have you noticed, I don't know, I know I've said this before on a show, but literally the UFC now is fight night is Saturday, every Saturday of the year. They literally have a card every single Saturday of the year.
It is amazing.
Have they caught on to that yet, the audience? It's every Saturday of the year.
Week. It's just.
I mean, they become pro wrestling. Are they not just every single week?
Yeah.
I mean, what week in the last 9 months have we not talked about the UFC every single week on this show and on Coast to Coast, where Mavi is on every day at 5 Eastern? We talk about UFC and the fight card that's coming up Saturday. And it's every Saturday of the year now. These people don't mess around. They're literally, there's no off season. They don't have any ever off week. I mean, you tell me when there's an off weekend besides never. I only watch great fights. I don't watch all these hack fights they put on. I'm too busy watching and gambling on college football. And college basketball is starting like any day now. I'm just absolutely stoked.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.